أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. وما بعد، الحمد لله على ما من به من تكرار هذه المجالس المباركة للمذاكرة في كتب العلم. ومعنا في هذا المجلس كتاب ماتع، وهو كتاب رياض الصالحين للإمام النووي رحمه الله، فعلى بركة الله نكمل ما بدأنا به. نعم.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى began by saying part of the khutbah al-haja, which is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to begin his speeches with, whereby he stated, verily all praise is due to Allah. We praise him, we seek his assistance, and we seek his forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own selves and the evil recompense of our bad actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can cause to go astray. And whomsoever Allah deems to go astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. And then the Shaykh, hafidhahullahu ta'ala, proceeded to thank Allah azza wa jal for allowing us to come together in continuation of these blessed gatherings, wherein we study the books of knowledge. And with us tonight is the book, or continuation of studying the book, Riyadh al-Salihin, from Imam al-Nawawi. And the Shaykh, hafidhahullahu ta'ala, stated that we will proceed with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
No.
Bismillah alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. يقول المصنف أبو زكريا يحيى بن شرف النووي رحمه الله تعالى وغفر الله له ولشيخنا وللحاضرين والمستمعين جميعا في كتابه رياض الصالحين باب حسن الخلق. قال الله تعالى وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. وقال تعالى والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس الآية.
الحمد لله. هذا الباب باب عظيم.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he stated that this is a very great chapter or a very important chapter.
وهو من الدين.
And of course this is from the deen or from the religion.
فكما أننا نهتم بمسائل الاعتقاد.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that just as we give importance to the issues of al-i'tiqad or creed and belief.
وتصحيح ما يقع فيه الناس من أخطاء عقدية أو أمور شركية.
And rectifying and correcting the people with regards to any mistake that they may fall in with regards to the issues of aqidah.
أو ما يقع فيه من مخالفة للاتباع والوقوع في بعض البدع فتصحيح الاتباع.
And also correcting what the people may fall into with regards to errors concerning the issue of ittiba or following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the mistakes or the errors that the people may fall into with regards to different manifestations of bid'ah and the like.
وتصحيح ما يقع الإنسان الناس فيه من أخطاء في العبادة.
And just as we correct the mistakes that people fall into with regards to the mistakes that people commit with regards to issues of العباده or issues of worship
او تعليم الناس الحلال والحرام بتصويبهم من اخطاء المعاملات.
Also just as we correct the people with regards to their معاملات or their interactions, knowing and correcting them with regards to what is halal or permissible and what is haram or impermissible.
كذلك الاخلاق.
Likewise, we correct the people and teach the people with regards to affairs of akhlaq or affairs of character.
فلقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated in an authentic hadith, he said, verily I have been sent to perfect the makarim al-akhlaq, or the best and the noblest manifestations of al-akhlaq or character.
إذن هذا الدين دين شامل.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is reminding us that the deen of Islam, the religion of Islam, is one that is comprehensive.
في جانب تصحيح العبادة العقيدة
with regards to
السلوك المعاملات الأخلاق دين شامل كامل.
the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the deen of Islam is a comprehensive religion. It gives it due importance and it corrects those affairs that deal with aqidah or creed and belief. Also those affairs related to worship. Also those affairs related to itiba' or following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also with regards to mu'amalat or interactions that the people will engage in.
ليس فقط اهتمام بشيء دون شيء ادخلوا في السلم كافة.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى said that the correct understanding is not just giving importance to one issue and disregarding other issues. Rather, we give importance to all of these issues. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that enough, enter into Islam wholeheartedly or 100% كافةً يعني all aspects of it. Not giving regard to one and disregarding others.
ولا شك أن جانب تصحيح الاعتقاد والاتباع صحة العبادة لها مقام السبق والأولوية.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that there is no doubt that correcting the affairs of aqidah, the affairs of belief, and also the affairs of ibadah or worship, there is no doubt that these are what are given precedence and these are what are dealt with first and foremost.
مع عدم إهمال جانب تصحيح المعاملة والسلوك والأخلاق.
Likewise, in giving precedence to the affairs of aqidah and the affairs of ibadah, the affairs of creed or belief and the affairs of worship, we do not disregard or give no regard or pay no attention to the affairs of mu'amalat, interactions, also suluk, one's behavior, and the affairs of akhlaq or one's character.
فبعد أن بين الإمام النووي ما يتعلق بأحكام الكبر
and after this Imam Nawawi رحمه الله تعالى after he spoke about the affairs of kibr or arrogance
تناول بعد ذلك أحكام حسن الخلق
after that he spoke about or he's going to speak about those legislative rulings and those prophetic ahadith that deal with the affair of حسن الخلق or good character
وكانوا يسألون عن أخلاق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the people they would ask about the character of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فمن ضمن الأسئلة سئلت أمنا رضي الله عنها عائشة عن أخلاقه صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت كان خلقه القرآن.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the people would ask and inquire about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from those questions that were posed was a question that was posed to Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother, the mother of the believers. She was asked about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to which she responded, "The character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the Quran."
وهذا فيه تنبيه إلى مسألة مهمة أن كما كان الصحابة والتابعين يسألون عن العبادات والعقيدة كانوا يسألون عن أخلاقه صلى الله عليه وسلم فكما تسأل عن اتباعه كذلك في جانب الأخلاق لابد أن تحرص على اتباعه صلى الله عليه وسلم في تعامله مع أهله في تعامله مع الناس في جوانب الأخلاقية التي كان يمارسها صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى تكتمل لك الأسوة والقدوة بالمصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل شيء هي عقيدة وعبادة وأخلاق.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that due to the fact that they would ask about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this brings to our attention the importance of asking about the prophetic character, because just like you ask about following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or you ask questions with regards to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it be issues of belief or issues of worship. Likewise, you should ask and you should be keen on knowing what was the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was his character in dealing with other people? What was his character like in dealing with his family? What was his character like with regards to his interactions? And in doing so, by following the prophetic tradition, the prophetic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with regards to the affairs of aqidah, with regards to the affairs of worship, with regards to the affairs of his interactions and his character, by knowing all of these things and the comprehensiveness of the itiba' or following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with this, you will perfect the reality of your ittiba or your following of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by knowing all of these things with regards to the Sunnah and how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in them.
والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. إذن هذه من صفات الخلق الحسن كظم الغيظ والعفو.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that with regards to the verse that the author brought, the second verse, those people, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is describing the muhsineen, those people who do good, and from their characteristics is that they restrict their anger, and they restrict their anger, and also mulaafina an nas, that they harden or overlook the mistakes of others. And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that the recompense of this is the last part of the ayah, where Allah says, "Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin."
No.
قال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحسن الناس خلقا متفق عليه.
وإلى أحسن من هو القدوة.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى stated that there was nobody better than the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was the best of people in his character, and due to this fact, this is why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is the قدوة or the example to be followed.
الله تبارك وتعالى يقول لعبد من عباده وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم.
And the Shaykh رضي الله تعالى stated that Allah سبحانه وتعالى says about a servant from a service that verily you are upon great character.
خلق عظيم.
You are upon great character.
والله تبارك وتعالى يصف خلق عبد من عباده بأنه خلق عظيم.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that in this verse Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala describes his servant from his servants that he is described or he has this khuluq al-azim or this great character.
وهذا يدل على شيء عظيم.
And it shows the greatness of this affair.
فلا أحد يعدل خلقه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that nobody is equal to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم with regards to his character.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه قال ما مسست ديباجا ولا حريرا ألين من كف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا شممت رائحة أطيب من رائحة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولقد خدمت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم 10 سنين فما قال لي قط أف ولا قال لي شيء فعلته لما فعلت ولا لشيء لم أفعله ألا فعلت كذا متفق عليه.
هذا أنس.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى stated that the narrator of this hadith is Anas ibn Malik. May Allah be pleased with him.
يصف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في ملمسه ناعم صلى الله عليه وسلم وليس هناك ألين من يده كالحرير ورائحته صلى الله عليه وسلم طيبة يحب الطيب صلى الله عليه وسلم دائما يحب أن تكون رائحته طيبة وتعامله طيب فهو طيب الظاهر وطيب الباطن صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى في تعامله يقول أنس خدمت الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم 10 سنوات لم يقل لي أوف لما لو فعلت كذا لكان كذا لما فعلت كذا ما قال لي قط هذا يعني كانت يعني معاملته صلى الله عليه وسلم معاملة راقية معاملة قمة يكفي أن الله يقول فيه إنك لعلى خلق عظيم يعجز اللسان عن وصف ذلك ويقف البيان عن تفصيل ذلك هو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم No.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that in this hadith of Anas ibn Malik, wherein he described the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he described the softness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand, the fact that it was softer, he said that he didn't touch anything softer than the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he compared it to silk or velvet. And then the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that likewise in this hadith, Anas ibn Malik described the smell of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that it was more fragrant what was very fragrant, and that he had not smelled a smell more fragrant than the smell of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah ta'ala stated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was tayyib, or pure and good inside and on the outside. And on the inside, it is illustrated by his character in dealing with Anas ibn Malik. May Allah be pleased with him. The fact that Anas ibn Malik serviced or worked for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say this word "uff" out of disgust, and he did not chastise him or say, "Why did you do this?" or "Why did you not do this?" And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah ta'ala stated that it suffices that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being upon the great, or having the greatest character. And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah ta'ala stated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the apex, or he was the pinnacle with regards to good character. And it suffices that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن السعد بن جثامة رضي الله عنه قال أهديت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حمارا وحشيا فرده علي فلما رأى ما في وجهي قال إنا لم نرده عليك إلا أن حر متفق عليه.
يعني من حسن خلقه أنه يريد أن يبرر للآخرين لما فعل هذا ولما فعل هذا، وهو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، كون قال له رده قال لأنه حرم. نعم.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah ta'ala stated that this hadith illustrates the greatness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's character. The fact that he saw this sadness on the face of the companion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite the fact that he is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam justified why he rejected this gift, and he explained to the Sahabi that I did not accept this gift except for the fact that we are hurum, we are in a state of ihram, and due to this we can't accept this animal. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, due to the greatness of his character, he explained why he rejected this gift from the Sahabi. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن النواس بن سمعان رضي الله عنه قال سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن البر والإثم فقال البر حسن الخلق والإثم ما حاك في نفسك وكرهت أن يطلع عليه الناس رواه مسلم.
البر حسن الخلق.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى stated that in this prophetic hadith the fact that righteousness has been described as being good character.
ولذلك قيل بني إن البر شيء هين وجه طليع ولسان لين.
The Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى stated that due to this fact it was said that, يعني the poet said, "Verily, O son, character, good character is something easy. It is a smiling or radiant, happy face and soft speech."
بني إن البر شيء هين وجه طليق ولسان لين. يعني حسن في حديثه حسن.
The Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى stated that this softness in the speech, يعني meaning that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would say only good things.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أقربكم منزلا مني يوم القيامة أحاسنكم أخلاقا. أقربكم منزل مني يوم القيامة أحاسنكم أخلاقا. إن العبد بحسن الخلق ليصل درجة الصائم القائم. بحسن الخلق معناته أنه يؤدي الفريضة من صيام وصلاة لكنه ضعيف في النوافل وأخلاقه راقية، هو خيرا ممن يؤدي الفرائض الصيام والصلاة ويؤدي نوافل القيام والصلاة لكن أخلاقه سيئة. ذاك غلبه بحسن الخلق مع قلة النوافل عنده.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah ta'ala stated that it comes in another authentic hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the closest of you to me, yawm al-qiyamah, on the day of judgment, will be the best of you with regards to their character. And it comes in another authentic hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that an individual, he may reach the rank and the status of a person who spends the day fasting and the night in prayer due to his good character. And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah ta'ala stated that, of course, this individual, he carries out the obligatory actions, but he may be weak with regards to the nawafil or the recommended actions. And due to the fact of his good character, this person will be in a higher position, yawm al-qiyamah, than the person who carries out the obligatory actions and carries out the supererogatory actions, but this individual has bad character. this individual with a good character, even though he was weaker with regards to recommended actions, he will be in a status that is higher, or a rank which is higher due to the goodness of his character.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال لم يكن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فاحشا ولا متفحشا وكان يقول ان من خياركم احسنكم اخلاقا متفق عليه.
الخيريه في حسن الخلق والفحش والتفحش ليس من صفاته صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى
ابتعد يا عبد الله يا من تريد حقيقه الاتباع كما أنك تعتني بذلك بعقيدتك واتباعك وعبادتك كذلك ينبغي في جانب الأخلاق.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this goodness mentioned in the hadith it is equivalent to the person's good character. Like the fact that they had good character, they were the best. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that from this good character is not being described as being vulgar or obscene. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that, O Abdullah, O you servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as you give, or just as you are keen in following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to affairs of belief and with regards to your worship, you should be keen in following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and implementing his sunnah with regards to the affairs of character and following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the mannerisms that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with and in his character that he expressed.
ولا ينفع حسن الخلق مع فساد الاعتقاد.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is bringing an important point to us. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that it does not benefit if a person has good character, but this person has a corrupted aqidah. This person has corrupted beliefs.
فلا بد مع حسن التدين حسن اعتقاد وحسن اتباع وحسن أخلاق.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this husn tadayyun, or this the goodness of being religious, that this is to be coupled with, and first and foremost, that the person has the correct aqidah. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that that is also coupled with the goodness or the following of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with regards to affairs of worship and with regards to the goodness, with regards to the goodness of his character.
فلو كان عنده خلل في الاعتقاد وحسن في الأخلاق وآخر عنده حسن في الاعتقاد وخلل في الأخلاق الثاني خير من الأول.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala gave two examples. The first example is a person who has good character but he has a corrupted aqidah or he has corrupted belief. And you have a second person who has the correct aqidah, the correct belief and faith, the correct belief and creed, but he may be weak or he may have something of bad character. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the second example is better. The person with the correct aqidah is better.
بمعنى أن صحة الاعتقاد ونقص الأخلاق خير من فساد الاعتقاد مع حسن الأخلاق.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated, in other words, this means that having the correct aqidah and having something of fault or faultiness or some blameworthy characteristics with regards to character, this is better than the person having excellent character with corrupted aqidah.
حتى لا يأتينا شخص ويقول أنتم لا تهتمون بالأخلاق. هذا من الغلط. نعتني بكل ما أمرنا الله به ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل جوانب الدين.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that a person cannot come and accuse us of not giving importance or not stressing the importance of good character. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this accusation is false. Rather, we give importance to following the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with all affairs and with all issues in all aspects of the religion.
كثير من يهتمون بجانب الأخلاق حتى غير المسلمين حتى بعض أهل الأهواء والبدع يهتمون بجوانب الأخلاق ولكن ماذا تنفع الأخلاق مع فساد الديانة والاعتقاد؟
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that there are numerous examples of people who stress the importance of good character. You have people from أهل البدع والأهواء, the people of innovation and desires, there are those from them that give importance to good character. Likewise, you have people that are not even Muslim who give importance to good character. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that what would this good character benefit them if they are corrupted with regards to their belief?
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما من شيء أثقل في ميزان المؤمن يوم القيامة من حسن الخلق وإن الله يبغض الفاحش البذيء رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح.
ما من شيء أثقل في ميزان المؤمن يوم القيامة أي بعد عقيدته وصلاته فروض أركان الإسلام الخمسة يأتي جانب الأخلاق وثقلها في الميزان. لأنها ليست أهم من أركان الإسلام، لكن المعني بها هذه الجوانب الأخرى في التعاملات.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that with regards to this hadith, wherein it states that there is nothing heavier on the scales of the believer on the Day of Judgment than his good character. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the heaviness of this good character, it comes after the person's aqidah and the person carrying out those things that are obligatory upon him from the five pillars of Islam. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that after this person has the correctness of his aqidah and he has performed those obligatory actions, the five pillars of Islam, then the heaviest thing in the scales of the believer is his good character.
الفحش والبذاءة أي ساقط الكلام ورديئة.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is describing what was in the previous hadith, the fuhsh, يعني it means vulgarity and obscenity with regards to one's speech.
الذي يترفع عنه عقلاء الناس وكبارهم يترفعون عن تلك الألفاظ الساقطة أو السوقية أو الرديئة، فهم ينتقون أفضل الكلام حتى في نقدهم ينتقون أفضل الكلمات التي توضح دون أن يكون فيها مفردات لم يستعملها العلماء.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that it is from the characteristics of respectable people and the people of intellect is that they use the best or they select the best of speech and that they are not described as using speech that is considered despicable or obscene or vulgar. And from the characteristics of these people, the people that, like the Shaykh said, have intellect and good character and follow the Prophet, they do not use this type of speech. Rather, they select the speech which is not obscene and vulgar, and they select that speech which clarifies the meaning that they want to exemplify, and they use the speech of the ulama or the speech of the scholars.
No.
وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أكثر ما يدخل الناس الجنة قال تقوى الله وحسن الخلق وسئل عن أكثر ما يدخل الناس النار فقال الفم والفرج رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح.
تقوى الله وحسن الخلق.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala mentioned that when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in this hadith that which enters the people into paradise, having fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and good character, having this taqwa and having good character.
تَقْوَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يَرْجُو أَنْ يَعْمَلْ بِمَا يُرْضِي اللَّهِ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ يَرْجُو ثَوَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَنْ يَخْشَى عُقُوبَةَ اللَّهِ بِمَا يُصْفِطُ اللَّهِ يَبْتَعِدْ عَمَّا يُغْضِبُ اللَّهِ ينتهي عما نهى الله يرجو ثواب الله ويخشى عقاب الله.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is describing the meaning of taqwa and it is to carry out that which Allah has commanded with light upon light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the pleasure or seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and avoiding that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited upon light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking to avoid the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the definition of taqwa.
حسن الخلق
and good character
مجموعة يعني سلوكيات.
It is a compilation of different behaviors
وأنماط
and also أنماط
وآداب
different behaviors and mannerisms
تدخل في الأقوال.
And all of them, يعني they, for example, what does exemplify that?
ولا
certain statements or actions.
والأعمال
actions.
والممارسات.
Also different behaviors or practices that the individual engages in.
فهي الأخلاق منظومة متكاملة تشمل حياة الناس وتعاملها سواء في المنزل أو خارج المنزل أو في العمل أو في المسجد. كيف يحب أن يعاملوه الناس يعاملهم.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the understanding of husn al-khuluq, or good character, that this is a comprehensive term which compromises numerous things with regards to statements and actions and interactions with others. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala gave different examples, and he said that the manifestation of this is how a person deals with the people of his household, how he deals with people in his workplace, how he deals with people in the masjid, how he carries himself. All of these things are included in the understanding of حسن الخلق. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا وخياركم خياركم لنسائهم رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح.
هنا يدل أن الخلق له علاقة بالإيمان.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that in this hadith is the illustration that good character, it has a connection with, or it is connected with iman, or a person's faith.
أكمل المؤمنين إيمان فهو من شعب الإيمان.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala
ليس من أركان الإيمان الستة إنما من الشعب 73 شعبة.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the prophetic wording here أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا that the most perfect of the believers إيمانا, it shows that this is from iman. It is not from the arkan of iman, the six pillars of iman. Rather, it is from the 73 different branches of iman.
فسوء الخلق نقص في الإيمان.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that what is derived from this is that bad character. It illustrates or it exemplifies that a person has naqs or deficiency in their iman.
وحسن الخلق كمال في الإيمان.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that likewise, having good character, this is a perfection, or it shows that there is a completion of iman.
خياركم خياركم لنسائكم.
And the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated in the latter part of this hadith, he stated that the best of you are the best of you to their women for.
اللي ما في خير داخل البيت ما في خير برا البيت.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the reality of this statement is that the person who there is no good in him while he's in his house, there is no good in him while he's outside of his house.
اللي ما في خير لهله.
If this person does not exhibit good to his family,
ما في خير من باب أولى للناس.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that what is more deserving of this, the description of this person, is that this person does not exemplify good outside of his house in his dealings with others.
والمرأة إذا ما فيها خير لزوجها ما فيها الخير برا البيت.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that if the woman does not exemplify goodness or does not have goodness with regards to her husband, then she does not have goodness with those outside the house.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن المؤمن ليدرك بحسن خلقه درجة الصائم القائم رواه أبو داود.
من ربنا.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Allah Ta'ala previously alluded to this hadith in the separate hadith before this. وعن أبي أمامة وعن أبي أمامة الباهلي رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا زعيم ببيت في ربض الجنة لمن ترك الدراء.
إيه.
أنا زعيم ببيت في ربض الجنة لمن ترك المراء وإن كان محقا وببيت في وسط الجنة لمن ترك الكذب وإن كان مازحا وببيت في أعلى الجنة لمن حسن خلقه حديث صحيح رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح.
هنا ذكر بعض الأعمال لكن شاهدنا ببيت في أعلى الجنة من أفضل الأمور.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that in this hadith there are several things mentioned, but what exemplifies or what is related to the chapter is the last part of this hadith, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guarantees the highest part of Jannah for the person's good character.
تَرَكَ الْمِرَى أَنَا زَعِيمٌ يعني أنا ضامن.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى is explaining that the word زعيم here, it means that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that he guarantees.
ربض الجنة يعني وسطها.
The Shaykh Habibullah Allah Ta'ala stated that the first part of this word it means the middle part of paradise.
حتى وإن كان معه الحق لكن ما يريد يجادل.
The first part of this hadith that the person leaves off arguing even if this person is upon the truth. Even if the truth is wrong, he leaves off this debating and argumentation.
المجادلة تولد المغالبة وارتفاع الأصوات والانتصار للنفوس و الاحتقار يعني نوع غلبة فتولد ضغائن وحقد وتدابر لأنها مجادلات ومراء اترك المراء حتى لو كنت على حق لا تجادل أنت مكتفي بقناعتك وهو كما أتى إعجاب كل ذي رأي برأيه مشكلة نعم هو متبع ودنيا مؤثرة نعم
The Shaykh Habibullah Allah Ta'ala stated that in the first part of this hadith that this person leaves off argumentation or debating even though the truth is with him. The Shaykh Habibullah Allah Ta'ala stated that the rationale and the wisdom behind this is that when the person argues or debates, this brings about what is called mughalaba, meaning that each person seeks to have the uppermost hand in the argument and that the Shaykh Habibullah Allah Ta'ala stated that this causes the people to raise their voices and this creates or it causes the people to have bad feelings towards each other as a result of this argumentation. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this person who is upon the haq, this person who has the truth, he states what he needs to state and he leaves off arguing. And the recompense for this is what is mentioned in this hadith that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that he guarantees paradise for the person who leaves off debating even if the truth is with him.
Al-Kadhib.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is mentioned in the second part of this hadith and he's reminding us that kadhib, lying, of course, is prohibited.
لا تقول أمزح ما أقصد أمزح أعرف أن الكلام مو صحيح بس أني أمزح معه.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is giving the example of a person who lies and he says, I'm joking. I know what I just said is not true, but I was joking.
حتى هذه الحالة لا يجوز.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that even under these circumstances or in these circumstances, it is not permissible to lie.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن من أحبكم إلي وأقربكم مني مجلس يوم القيامة أحاسنكم أخلاقا وإن أبغضكم إلي وأبعدكم مني يوم القيامة الثرثارون المتشدقون والمتفاهقون قالوا يا رسول الله قد علمنا الثرثارون والمتشدقون فما المتفاهقون قال المتكبرون رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن
اقرا كلام النووي
وقال المصنف رحمه الله تعالى الثرثار هو كثير الكلام تكلفا والمتشدق المتطاول على الناس بكلامه ويتكلم بملء فيه تفاصحا وتعظيما لكلامه والمتفاهق أصله من الفهم وهو الامتلاء وهو الذي يملأ فمه بالكلام يتوسع فيه ويغرب به تكبرا وارتفاعا وإظهارا للفضيلة على غيره رواه الترمذي عن عبد الله بن المبارك رحمه الله في تفسير حسن الخلق قال هو طلاقة الوجه وبذل المعروف وكف الأذى
جميلة كلمة المبارك ترجمة
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى stated that this last
statement ترجم من الثرثار
طيب
فيها صعوبة بعض الكلمات ها
في بعض الكلمات
متشدق متطاول يتشدق بشدقه شدقيه يتشدق على الناس أي تطاول عليهم يسخر منهم هذا كذا وهذا كذا فتجده يعني ما يرى الناس شيء
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى stated that the same of Imam Nawawi الثرثار this is a person who he goes to excess with regards to his speech
يعني الثرثر يعني كثير الكلام يثرثر
he speaks a lot and this person goes to excess
أخلاق سيئة ما تصلح
with regards to his speech والمتشدق المتطاول على الناس. This person, he sees himself as being better than others with regards to his speech. And the person, he speaks about other people. عن المتفيه
من الفهق وهو الامتلاء. إذا تكلم تجد الكلمة يملأ بها فمه.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى said that with his last characteristic, المتفيه يعني when this person
يعني إذا أراد أن يتكلم ولذلك ونحن تجده يملأ فمه بالكلام مستعليا ويأتي بالكلمات الغريبة على وجه التندر ليتفيصح أمامه يعني إنكم أنتم ما تعرفون شيء. هناك بعض الناس ابتلي بهذه الطريقة تجده سباب هماز لماز يحتقر الناس يستهزئ بالناس وهو لو فتش نفسه لوجدها مليئة بحاجة أنه يصلح نفسه قبل أن يشغل نفسه بغيره إلا في أمور العقيدة وأمور البدع هذه النصح فيها والتحذير منها ما يدخل في هذا الجانب. نعم.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى stated that with this last characteristic المتفيه and the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى demonstrated that this is the person when he speaks his mouth is gets filled up with what he's saying. This person, he goes to extremes and he over stresses the manner of his speaking and he uses words that the typical person or the average person will not understand, so as to say that with the manner of his speech and with the words that he selects when he speaks, he it is as if he's saying, I am above you all, you all don't even know what I'm saying. Due to the manner of this individual's speech and the words that he selects when he speaks. And the Shaykh Hafidullah Ta'ala said that there are people who are, they've been tested with this characteristic, and the person, he belittles and disparages others, and he indirectly chastises or speaks or disparages other people with regards to the manner in which he speaks and the words that he chooses. And the Shaykh Hafidullah Ta'ala said that with regards to nus or advising with regards to the affairs of aqidah and correcting the people's aqidah and correcting the people's ibadah, that this doesn't fall into this. And the Shaykh Hafidullah Ta'ala stated that this person who has been tested with this characteristic, if this person would search himself, he would find himself full of fault, and it would be better for this individual to busy himself with his own faults as opposed to belittling the people and accusing them of having faults or whatever this individual sees them as having. And the author, he mentioned this speech of Ibn al-Mubarak, may Allah's mercy be upon him, with regards to his explanation of good character. He stated that it is talaqatul wajh, meaning that this person has a relaxed...
يعني طلاق يعلوه الابتسامة.
This person has a relaxed face or a relaxed demeanor on his face, whereby he is smiling. And the
بذل المعروف, الخدمة, الاحترام, البذل, العطاء, العفو, التسامح, في أشياء يبذلها.
The Shaykh Hafidullah Ta'ala stated that the second characteristic, Badr al-Ma'ruf, meaning that this person is frequently giving. And the Shaykh Hafidullah Ta'ala gave several examples of what he gives. He gives from that which he has. He gives from the service that he has from servicing others, or giving from what he has, or being generous with regards to others. He is constantly giving from those things that he has been blessed with.
Badlan biyadih, badlan bilisanih, badlan ببدنه بدلا بماله يبذل.
The Shaykh Hafidullah Ta'ala said that this badal or this giving of good, it is comprehensive and it comprises whether this person gives from his hand, meaning that he gives from whatever wealth he has been blessed with. He gives from his speech, meaning that he gives or he advises others. And the Shaykh Hafidullah Ta'ala said that he gives good with regards to those things that he has been blessed with, whether it be his wealth, whether it be his time, whether it be from his words. This person is constantly giving, and he's giving in that which is good. And the last one, kafal adha, meaning that this person, he does not harm others.
Kafal adha, adha yadah, adha lisana, adha badana, kul anwa' al-adhiya.
And the Shaykh Hafidullah Ta'ala stated that the person, he refrains from harming others,
whether it be with regards to his speech, whether it be with regard to his hand, his action, whether it be with regards to his body, or anything that this person possesses, he does not harm others with regards to those things that he has, and with regards to those things that they have.
هذا وبالله التوفيق وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وتتوقف الدروس كلها إلى ما بعد رمضان إن شاء الله.
The Sheikh حبيب الله تعالى concluded tonight's lesson by sending prayers and salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the Sheikh حبيب الله تعالى reminded us that all of the lessons will be stopped and they will resume after Ramadan. So all of the lessons will be stopped.
لأنها وقت الاختبارات.
Until after Ramadan, because vacation is coming up, and also due to the fact that many of the students they have tests and exams during these next 2 weeks.
إن شاء الله بعد الإجازة ترجع الدروس.
So after the vacation, the classes will resume, and we will send you our messages upon the resumption of the دروس.
درس الجمعة يستمر هذه الجمعة.
And the Sheikh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that the exception of that is the Friday lesson in Dammam. It will continue until the Sheikh notifies us that it will stop.
يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والجماعة يدعونكم إلى ضيافة المسجد.
And the Sheikh Hamid Allah Ta'ala ended tonight's lesson by supplicating to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to bless us with beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. And the Sheikh Hamid Allah Ta'ala is reminding us that the brothers from the masjid are inviting you to partake in coffee and tea and sweets. All of you are welcome.